Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. As we look ahead to Pope Benedict XVI's encounter with artists in the heart of the Vatican, in the Sistine Chapel, in the footsteps of Pope Paul VI, who met with artists there in 1964, I'd like to shine the spotlight once again on this special chapel. That's with our Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis. Breda, so we're on to the far end of the Sistine Chapel in the sense of on the left-hand side, the opposite side to the Last Judgment painting that takes up the whole wall.
Yes.
And we're going to look at the Prophet Joel.
Yes.
Very elegant figure, but like a businessman of sorts.
In fact, which is also emphasised a little bit by one of the figures behind, carrying a book under his arm. He looks like he's off to a meeting or something. The little
his
child.
Laptop, maybe.
Yes. In fact, it's strange. And the other one looks like he's checking his notes, you know, and his agenda. But it's nice of him because this, of all the figures, I mean, we're coming now to the last of the Sibyls and the Prophets on the ceiling. And this one looks like it's, well, let's say the most normal of the figures, in the sense that you don't have this kind of ecstatic quality that you find in the others. It's more to do with the combination of everything here. You have a combination of age. For example, if you look at his hands and his feet, the hands and feet are those of a younger person. His face is the face of a middle-aged person, and his hair is the hair of a very old person. So it's almost like he's a mix of the ages, this man. And again, you see, it's curious at the back, you see the two male figures at the back. One is pointing with a finger at the other. Now here, he's dressed completely in sort of violet and pink. The robe is pulled together in the front there by this little tiny lap, a little tiny chair, what would you call it, a little ribbon or something. It's quite curious the way it's put. And it's like a wrap-over garment. And again, he has around his waist a white shawl, just pulled tightly. And again, anytime you see white here in the Sistine, it's always to do with the symbolism for faith. And again, he's wearing a massive orange cloak, which is quite similar to the prophet Ezekiel. Yeah, and you see how Michelangelo, because the colour is so strong, he has draped it. It's on the ground, coming across the two knees, coming up around the back of his elbow, right around the back of his neck, coming around to the other side where he's holding the half-open scroll and reading, and then just hanging down over the area that he's leaning on, this little piece of wood that he's actually leaning on. So you have this lovely circular movement here. It's a lovely feeling that it's almost like a mandala, in a sense. A mandala opening a little larger than normal.
Just
swirling. Yeah, there's a lovely swirling movement here. And even the figures at the back are also part of this swirling movement.
The hair of one of the little
children. One blonde and one brown haired. And
one lighter and one darker than the other.
Yes, yeah. Look at his face too, at Joel's face. Completely concentrated on what he's reading. Told he's almost oblivious to the two children behind. And he's the one who seems to be prepared to remain sitting in his throne rather than about to move off and step out of there. His face is done in a portrait style, and the portrait is of Bramante, who had, again, this high forehead and the roundish head and the white hair, and can be found also in the School of Athens by Raphael. Bramante's head, quite similar to this one. Probably this is Michelangelo's way of showing respect for Bramante, portraying him as one of the great prophets. He spoke about, Joel spoke after the plague of the locusts. You know? And he said, "For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it?" And so Joel calls for repentance. "Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God." So again, he is a figure who's giving a very, very strong, clear message to those who enter the chapel. Because you can see he's near the entrance to the Sistine. So he's telling people, come in and repent.
And a big thank you there, as always, to our Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, who's currently teaching at the American University of Rome. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.